for not posting in ages. Very sorry. But without further ado, this is Toga X Joker Reader, My Hero Academia One Shots by Star Wars Lover 13. And let's go. You were what some people call a psychopath. You laugh at people's pain as well as inflicting it while making jokes at the same time. Your mind is absolutely fucked beyond repair, which is probably why you get along with Toga so well. You and her were the same. Same age, same notion. You idolized Stan's ideas, just like she did. You sat on one of the stools in the crummy old bar, running your finger along the blade of your knife. A small, innocent smile on your face as if you hadn't just killed 10 people in an hour. Shigaraki not looking too impressed with you. Tell me again, YN. Why you went against an order and decided to go on a killing spree. Because of that, Leg is forced into shadows and other things blow over with the heroes, he said aggressively. You shine him an innocent face while saying, it wasn't my fault. They looked at me the wrong way. I got this under for blood. You need to learn how to calm down, Chapstick. Shigaraki stood up and quick, get off your stool and skip to the door, throwing Dobby and Kirigiri a smile while they had to deal with an adult throwing a childish tantrum. You find your way to the roof, looking down on the streets below, filled with unsuspecting victims. You could drag any one of them into an alley, tie them up, and slowly start the pain bit by bit. The thought alone sets shivers of excitement. Deciding then to blend in the crowd to find your next target, after walking for a little bit, you come across a young man leaning up against a wall, his attention is fine. Yes, he would be the next victim. You pretend to trip and fall right in front of him, his attention instantly on you, and you make his way to help you up. Hey, are you okay, miss? He said, crouching down, offering a hand. I think so, thank you, he said sweetly, taking his hand to get back up. They were warm, full of blood that he wanted to spill. It's pretty late, what are you doing out here? There could be villains out. You internally snorted at his blind perception. I was at a friend's house, and I didn't realize the time. I'm walking home now. Would you like me to walk with you, just so nothing happens, that is? He says. Perfect. That'll be great, thanks, you reply, before walking off with him. You walk for a few minutes before leading to an alleyway and swiftly killing him. That makes 11, just tonight. Maybe you should have stayed with your nose and your phone. Probably would have been better walking little me home, don't you think, buddy? You say before letting out a cackled laugh. Night's been perfect, just the right amount of blood to soothe my killing tendencies for the night anyway. Maybe tomorrow I'll do a little more torture. You clean the blood off your knife as you get up. A voice sounds behind you. Looks like I found our bloodlusted murderer, VN, the hero says, standing at the entrance of the alleyway. You swivel on one foot as you turn your body to face him. Oh no, you got me, guesses all over now, you say sweetly, throwing your hands out like they were in cuffs. A laugh follows. You're going away for a long time for the deaths of 11 innocent people, you villain. Now, make this easy and come quickly. I think I'll pass things. Jail was never my sort of place. I'm not one for being quiet, you say, pulling some knives and out and throwing them at the hero. But his quick response, dodging them intensely. Excitement thought shot through. If you killed a hero, you would earn the respect of Stain, and it would cure your bloodlust for a few days, at least. A fight between you and him started, but after a few minutes, you realized that this fight was not going to end in your favor. This guy had more skills, and that's a dangerous thing. As much as I love this little confrontation, I have to go. Things to do, places to go, people to kill. I'll see you later. Before you got a chance to explain, the hero sent his quirk flying at you, blasting into a wall. You were cornered. You're not going anywhere but jail, he said, as he stood above you. But as he was about to grab you, he shouts in pain and grabs his back. You know, it isn't very hero-like to treat a girl like that. A familiar voice sounded. It was Toga. So these murders are connected to the League of Villains, the hero said. Nope, I'm just looking after a fellow Stain supporter, Toga says, before quickly killing him. You should be more careful, YN. You can't always make this little risk. I can't always make these little rescue missions, she says sweetly before walking off. Your face heats up. What was that feeling? Sorry this if I read it badly or there's background noise. Hope you have a great day, night, or evening, wherever you are. Bye!